Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Raise your voice and begin to speak in the spirit for a few minutes. Your eyes are closed. Somebody cry out in the spirit. Close your eyes. Zira badadadada manda kadusa. You reign on high. Zando marakadis. Pereka vreka shkoda frateke sketekro. Let me hear the lovers of Christ. The lovers of Jesus Christ. Pando lagadanta dasha. Zia da bahantere de ko. Jata da de barada. Zia de mando te. Kriya tuta asge. Kiyamaraka. Tio radadanto te. Hey! Hallelujah. Father, we honor you for your love and grace. When it is a woman in care, the glory belongs to you. You hear what da would ya do ye se adasa and imunyamo enka wudin. When it is a wood to me mo ahuadin and wunyamo say adasu tinquem yitimi home. Itimi kasa, itimi da, itimi ajonso, yeda se. Thank you. Omu itimi nyonso, omu honka bibridi. Thank you. Thank you. Ebridi ya muano pei, fawasamfi esikunkonso. Na yenye asemni munyansafuni unumufo. For Christo, Gidi, and any to me, and any Munim dear, and Nantias, as he so yas as his own channel, and if we are Sekania, Casa no pay, Ma Wobasa Nesramunia Sepanagi, and when I said any Jesus, Sedima, and I'm see any penty, which I ever can you pass it. Fang was ran mantam, ye home and Tanaya Geneso, ye Kuruna, ye Kumaso. Yankum Trimwasam, who Trimwasam on Kwan Yankanji, the woman for. I will yes, when I said any team or dominant. Amen. Club in special hands. I told the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Life. I can't hear your voice. I can hear your voice. Hey! Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the W3 service, and W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. It is with Jesus' joy that I welcome Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM, and also welcome all the sister stations of Sweet Melodies to this lovely live broadcast service. We are live on Amansan Television and GNTV. We're also live on podcast, YouTube, and Facebook. Good morning to all our friends and partners and lovely family online church. We thank God for all of you in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. Now, having said all that to you, this live broadcast service is transmitted live from Isaac and Comfort and Ponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. My name is Kofi Odro. I'm going to be with you from now till we bring the curtain down on this. And also to let you know, Alabaster International Ministry is the ministry bringing you this service. A foundation scripture for life has been John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." We require, desire, demand, and request to see Jesus. The reason why, ladies and gentlemen, we have come from all the different local localities or vicinities to be in the presence of the Lord this morning is the Christ. The reason is the Christ. We are here because of Jesus Christ. We want to see Christ. Yeah. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10. He outlines that particular revelation. I've come to also see the Christ so that he will be the light unto your feet and a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It will navigate to your course without any struggle whatsoever. Therefore, as I stand here, I give God the glory for everybody who is here present, and I'm asking that within this very short time you will give me your total attention, not only the faculties of your soul, but also of your spirit. And so that the word will be disseminated like a seed. The sower is just, you know, sowing. And so stick with me. It's going to be good in a minute. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Yeah. We want to see Jesus. The singer sings because of him. The preacher preaches because of him. The worshiper does so. The person directing traffic, their sole purpose is Christ. He is the epicenter by which your faith should rest, not on the human being. You don't even choose this church because there is a particular line of message. But Christ himself is the very reason why we are here. Amen. It's an English service, so stick with me. Let's do all this to the glory of God. Hallelujah. I'm repeating myself, I'm reiterating myself, because I realize that it doesn't take long for people to forget why they are here. On Tuesday, I was telling this church, the heart, would tear some for the very first time. I would be Urahanum. You better listen to me. It's going to be very hot. Benyami fia mo akoma abepro.
This
is not the heart. I'm telling you, don't be a hypocrite and don't be a pretender. Don't be a hypocrite, don't be a pretender. Command me say
the heart
by which you came into this place to solely serve the Lord as your Lord and personal messiah. And yes, I come on in here.
Wokuma no with time a pro.
I'm talking to Alabaster, not to the world. Right now, I am speaking to Alabaster.
Pumanua
would it hear Radiasam for the very first time and came into this building. Me say no near. Wokuma na to form a pro.
The Lord spoke to me to come and tell you,
Okomane pro. Komane pro. Now, when you pep be a koma pro, when you're me anymore, Obregu, I'm talking to you.
Wabanin crofa beaka. Wabanin crofoti at Wangomaso.
Would you wink us? Only wink us.
Messi, who ya bregu? I came here,
said Enia. Ejiji was said so.
A voice in the wilderness crying and preparing the way of the Lord, making his path straight.
I'm talking to only the wise this morning.
Kumanua, would it tell some pano and quite some someone you're pitting yet? Ya would tea be any two and a messay and ye nuni.
Now the Lord has spoken to me and I'm speaking to you. And yes, I come in here. It took the Bible, no, all right. When you made what you original anymore, be who no say, who no one casa was resigned. I told you something, it will shock you that you will come to Alabaster and go to hell.
It will shock you
that you will be in hellfire, yet you paid your tithe, you gave your offerings, and you were here every morning, Sunday morning. It will shock you. When you're Christian, you cry now in Chimpra. Baba Chimpra. When you're my widow, who papa?
Shawa!
As I said, Missou. We tell me that bear my fear, my dear. When you're Christian, you cry now with Nisaku Kodrun, where they are.
When
you were not a Christian, you never did that. In Yakron, for when you're me fear now, when you're my fair Christian, cry now on Mokro, no.
Messi!
Commando, I would have been here, and you're no need. A daffom, an apro. I told you the mind of God. Opa, such a wide. And some now, then I'm a Montenegro. May say, a Montenegro phony, you need that word.
One shay,
who be cause say him.
I'm telling you,
and so no one told you my cause by you now.
But I'm telling you,
why will you be cause say him? I'm telling you the mind of God. You have become too saturated,
familiar
with the things of God. What kind way or be kind way? With the Yamian when Yamachira teach him, make us a much. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, I keep telling you very clearly, Nipabia, what they say, Etianiayanra, can the protocol clear the altar for me?
Yankamoshia!
Will say that people on that line, take that seat for me from today onwards. Take that seat. Yankan Oshia will say. Yeah. Thank you, sweetie. Yankan Oshia will say. Patch out and say, I'm going to say. And then arguably, I'm going to read the most relevant verse of scripture in the Bible at the moment. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time
your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you on our words, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The Bible said, watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. I will use the opportunity this morning as part of my preambolic presentation, or introductory or prologue presentation. I will use the opportunity to read this particular one in different versions of the scripture. In this version, the Bible said very clearly, yeah, be careful not to let yourself become occupied too much with feasting and drinking and with the worries of this life. Or that day, there is a day, watch that, there is a day, that day may come suddenly, that day may suddenly catch you. He goes further and says in the next verse, like a trap, for it will come upon all people everywhere on earth. In this other version, the Bible is very clear. Let me go, you know, for the sake of time. This one is a be on your guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation get dull by partying and drinking and shopping. Otherwise, the day is going to take you by complete surprise, spring on you suddenly like a trap. The Bible said continually in the next verse, it said, for it's going to come upon everyone, everywhere, at once. The last verse, the Bible is saying, so whatever you do, don't go to sleep at the switch. Pray constantly that you will have the strength and wits to make it through everything that is coming. Everything. There are some things coming. Some things coming that from the beginning of creation, it means that will be anywhere what you want some. It's coming. And the Bible, the thing is, it is so amazing. The things that are coming are so vehement, belligerent, so scintillating that the Bible could not even give a detailed description. It called it things. Things. The eschatological events are so intense, aggressive, that the Bible did not even give a detailed, itemized description or definition of it. The Bible calls it things.
Sometimes when I see people line up at the embassies looking for the opportunity to travel out of the country, I weep and cry, because the places where you want to travel to, the people also want to leave there and go to places, other places, possibly to where you are trying to run out of. They are also looking for an opportunity, possibly, to come to that particular place. Indeed, this end time, it is not a joke. It's not a joke. It's a very serious thing. I started talking about my message title. I have titled, the Dynamics of the Beast. And I think that I've been there for the past 10 Sundays or 11 Sundays now. I have been going through this by the grace of God. This morning will not be an exception, because this particular scripture runs into that one, and I will want to use the opportunity. The scripture that runs into that particular sphere is Revelation chapter 13. And I will read only verse number 1 to 5 possibly, and then we can be able to work. Immediately after that, the Lord's grace will possibly help us. The Bible said, and I stood upon the sea, I stood upon the sun of the sea. And the Bible said, I saw a beast
rise up out of the sea, having seven heads. Today I will want to take my time with this particular verse and maybe make it the blueprint of, you know, what we have been talking about or presenting. Let's maybe use opportunity to go into it just a little bit more. Now, I brought an image the last time, but right now I have, you know, asked Saint Esther a different image. Now, it is a similar image to the first one I brought when I was starting this particular one. So when I finish reading this one, I am going to show a different image of a beast with seven heads, 10 crowns. And the Bible makes it very clear, 10 horns. I thought that possibly a beast that have seven heads should have seven crowns and seven horns. But it was not so. The beast has seven heads. And the Bible said, upon those seven heads are 10 horns. And the metro people can predict it. When there is going to be an election, there are people called pollsters. They are able to predict who will lose, who will win, and who will win by what margin, and so on. The Bible said in the Old Testament, there were some people by the name of the sons of Issachar who were able to teach and tell what the time in which we were living in. Jesus was speaking in Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 3. He said very clearly, he said, "Oh hypocrites, when the weather is foul and the sky is red and lowering, you are able to discern the face of the sky, but you are not able to discern the times in which you are living in." You can be able to determine it's going to be summer and you dress according to the weather. When it's winter, the people in winter America and parts of the world, you know, who are in winter right now, they are all in winter clothes. The weather determines your appearance and your outfit. So how then are so many things happening all around you as a born again believer, a child of God in this particular end time, and yet you are not able to discern even the kind of dispensation or time in which you are living? Because this scripture, this one and the other one in the book of Revelation, which we are reading, would determine the future of your children. Would determine, if you see your grandchildren, it would determine the future of your grandchildren. Whether they will marry or they will not marry, whether they will build houses, they will not, whether they will make impact. This scripture will depend on it. So I'm taking my time to build upon this. The Bible said the 10 horns, and upon the 10 horns were 10 crowns, and upon the head was a name, and it was blasphemy. So the last time I showed you an image, but this Sunday morning, let me show you another different image. Now, this image is looking symbolically, even though it does not come close to exactly what we want to talk about, you know, but close to it, this is a beast rising out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, this morning, let me use the opportunity to be able to describe. This was exactly what Jesus was talking about exactly when in Mark chapter 13 and verse number 33, he said, "Take heed and watch and pray, for you know not when the time is." You know not when the time is. Take heed. Oftentimes when I read scriptures like this and I'm preaching, my audience are tempted to believe that immediately you are seeing and reading most of these things, it simply means that the end is here and the Lord is taking the church immediately. But you see, there is a program, there is a particular content or table of content of a program, a blueprint of how the whole end of the world will be. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 24, he outlines some very crucial crucial points in the word of the Lord. Matthew 24. And when he started talking from verse number 6, the Bible made a very solid reiteration. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and see that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. I want you to note emphatically, when you hear wars and rumors of wars, and you see all the signs of the end time, he said the end is not yet. The end is not yet, but the near man web and what dinimanipa. Verse number 7, the Bible said, he makes a very solid turn here. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom will rise against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilence. That word pestilence means epidemics or pandemics or endemics. It will happen. It's going to be, you know, when coronavirus strike, it was an attack on humanity. It was not only a health attack. It was an attack on the nations of the world. It was an attack on gatherings. Football was closed down. Olympic was shut down. Any gathering, including flying in planes, were grounded. Companies were shut down. Events were closed down. Churches were closed down. One of the things that the enemy is pushing is a very strong attack on the worship of Christ. He is really pushing that. And so pandemic came, and the first thing that nations did, stop the church from gathering. Not only us, from the mosque to any form of gathering, don't allow them to gather, you know. And people were coming to church, and we do things like we have a register at the entrance of the church. People are wearing face masks, listening and watching me right now, you know. Make sure there is social distancing. Let them wash their hands and sanitize it before they come to church. Let them do so, and the people will go to all manner. I do not even want to make that disparative comparison to whether when they went to, you know, the nightclubs, and when they went to beach, whether they washed their hands or not. That's not my message. You know, it's up to you. When we make hypocritical, you know, kinds of presentation and guidelines and laws whatsoever for human beings, it's all fulfilling the prophecy. And so in verse number 7, the Bible is very strong in that reiteration. There will be pandemics, epidemics, and endemics, and earthquakes in diverse places. In verse number 8 of Matthew chapter 24, the Bible said, all these are the beginning of many sorrows. And you may be buried, say, me say, woman, you be saying, I'm telling you that all these are the beginning of sorrows. I walk on ya. Said you were back upon this is what the Bible is talking about. And so, Dorinda, when I look at this scripture, I should be concerned. Let me read verse number 9. And the Bible is very saying very emphatically, then you shall deliver, you know, they shall deliver you up and afflict, and you will be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you know, you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. The next verse says, and then shall many shall be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another. When I look at the hatred among church to church, party to party, even one political party can hate somebody within the party. They will hate one another. They will betray one another. Husband will betray wife. Wife will betray husband. It's going to be a very difficult time. Church member will betray pastor. Church member will betray church. Church will betray church member, and pastor will betray church member. You will see this happening. Mother will betray children, and parents will desert their own children. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, can a mother betray his own child? But the Bible said, even if they will, I, the Lord, I will not bear in this generation. Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to see that. It is going to be clear. It is going to be clear. And it's going to be clear. The desertion, the betrayal, you are going to see. Hatred! Hatred! Hatred even for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Very soon, you preach, you will be invited to the police headquarters to answer questions from the preacher. Very soon, it's fulfilling a prophecy. Yeah, Very soon, I will quote a scripture and they will call me to the police headquarters to come and explain the scripture. And no crowd, I need it. I need it. I need it. I quote to scripture. I quote to scripture. It's Isaiah chapter 59, verse 4. Thank you. I quote to scripture. I need national security for from some image. I am here. 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 Nakia kwa tenasi niye dinko moka kra. Ya. Pako jimu mami kinge ni jimu. Ubiya nsama asentini niso. Na ubiya nsama yi wanukure mo. Wadi wanhutu ense unhunu. Ense unhunu. Tia sebra nebe chile ense unhunu mo. Tenasi! For national security from morning to evening, I'm a church room in St. Hunum. May you say, Hunum, my Bible room, my coma cut 12. A chiroman, a chiroman, a German, and so said, Yamu yin, and he in St. Hunu, you may have some be a shana simu, wouldn't him some with decent simuria and San Amosha say, it to a canoe ye 12 in every and my corner channel to the explorative scriptures. You know, I feel like a canny navia. Baby, be cool, you know. Say, baby, be real, no. Besides, I want some no car. I say, yeah, yeah, I say, thank you very much. We are living in that time. That is the time in which we are living in right now. Yeah. And so, verse number, go to verse number 10 and possibly 11. I'll push it to verse number 12. Because iniquity shall abound, Matthew 24, the love of many shall wax cold. Yeah, because iniquity shall, I am in verse 12 now. Because iniquity shall abound, the bredano bejo, enipadano bejo, nanta kresiedano papa, yes, saye, niyema guo, zimi, zimi, niyema. Asore ne ye don, who is saying, TNT, and I will go down, I draw a diame. And what some now he just said it, that there will be many falling away in the last days. Many people will desert the faith. Many people will not like to hear even the mind of God anymore. That is what he was talking about. Yeah. A plumbi bepsi was hasiso. And your diane come. And your sukom. A radia sam. Niti yonkom. Esi. 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 Go to verse number 13. Listen to the word of God. The Bible said, and he shall endure, he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. But he went in verse 14 and said very clearly, and this gospel, this gospel of the kingdom, watch it. It is not just the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then the end shall come. So the end will never come until China hears the gospel. India hears the gospel. Oman hears the gospel. Azerbaijan hears the gospel. Uzbekistan hears the gospel. You know, all the stands hears the gospel. Pakistan, you know, Afghanistan, they all hear the gospel. There must be huge crusades and souls coming to Jesus Christ. Our mandate is all about souls. Coming to Jesus Christ. Not money, not fame, not billboards, not popularity. Souls for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I cannot hear your voice at all. Accra, Accra, Christo Jesu pa Accra. No ansana, ebiyeno ebeba. As I'm speaking to you right now, Russia is bombing Ukraine. Yeah. Why is Russia fighting? We'll be residential facilities. This is Ukraine. Within just 4 days. 4 days. Adi a woman dino no. Two year near they call bomb residential for we miss our near two. Yet bomb residential facility me a drill good form. A nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom.
It is independent na. E di enkrofu ya ye. She said two ways with the kukuni nuya. And one ye wo bechere bo. Na di agwe akusisi ho. Na ye toto ne bronkrofu. She nyafu ya. Die ben woma ya umufata saadi yewe. But! Se wye kristo ni ese. Se wutimi hunu di eba. Wangunu said ye toto ya na mou. And written account of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15. The Bible said, ya munsha madaji ye. Ya. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise. I am preaching all this to make you prudent and wise. The Bible said in verse number 16, he said, because redeeming the time, for the days in which I am living in is evil, very evil. Verse number 17, he comes back to wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Is to point you to the will of God. Now let's go back to the scripture in Revelation, and you know, let me say something very clear. Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 1. Listen to the mind of God and to the word of the Lord, and then I push this, and then we are closer. You know, he said, and I stood out on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon the horns were crowns, or 10 crowns, and upon the heads, you know, was the name of blasphemy. Go to verse number 2. I am done with it. And the beast which I saw, his face was like a leopard, his feet was like a bear, his mouth was like a lion, and the dragon gave this beast its power. Go back to verse 1. Now all these seven heads represent nations. It represents nation. The first head is going to be China, Iran, North Korea, Serbia, Venezuela, Algeria, Lebanon, Pakistan, Belarus, Syria. These are the nations who are supporting Russia right now. The first head of the beast represents these nations. The second head of the beast goes like, you know, this. These are also the nations supporting Ukraine right now. United States of America, United Kingdom, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Italy, Denmark, Belgium, Norway, Czech Republic, Romania, Croatia, Canada, Turkey, Spain, Poland, Greece, and Portugal. I have a short video. Let me show it to you. In this short video, this is Russia, and China is supporting him. Iran is supporting him. North Korea is supporting him. Serbia is supporting him. Venezuela supporting him. And Algeria supporting him. Lebanon supporting him. And Pakistan supporting him. Belarus supporting him. Syria. And this is the Ukrainian president. America supports him. United Kingdom supports him. The France is supporting him. Germany is supporting him. Netherlands or Holland supporting him. Italy supporting him. Denmark supporting him. You know, Belgium supporting him. Norway supporting him. Czech Republic are supporting, you know, Ukraine. Romania, Croatia, Canada, Turkey, and also Spain. I think that's what, all right. And Poland. Any other one? Greece and Portugal are supporting this particular president. And these people are going to war. But when you weigh the two armies, it is like America wants to fight Togo. This is how it looks like. The third head of the beast represents conservative nations. Conservative nations like Japan, like South Korea, like South Africa,
Imagine, you know, these are the conservative, you know, nation: Australia, Malaysia, Singapore, Vietnam, Mexico, Israel, Thailand, India, Finland, Sweden, New Zealand, and Switzerland. Then the fourth head of the beast represents the Arab strip of nations: Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Oman, Qatar, Yemen, Kuwait, Tunisia, Libya, Morocco, Egypt, the seven states of the United Arab Emirates. And then the fifth head represents, when you read down, the Bible said, and one of the heads was wounded. It represents the Arab, the African states, beginning with Ghana and Senegal and Mali and Botswana and Lesotho and Gabon, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Benin, the Central African Republic, and then Mauritius, Republic of Congo, Niger, Uganda, Namibia, Gambia, Tanzania, Malawi, you know, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Kenya, Comoros, Chad, Madagascar, Seychelles, La Côte d'Ivoire, Guinea, Equatorial Guinea, and the rest of the African nations. The Bible said the beast, we can see the phones you are dealing with, sweet. The beast, you know, had one of its head wounded, and the wounded head was healed. In other words, Africa is wounded right now, but with time we will be healed. And when we are healed, we will stand on our feet. When we are able to get weak leaders, beasts, venomous beasts, vipers out of office, then we are able to heal our wounds. When we are able to get greedy systems and greedy leaders out of the place, we are able to heal our wound. When we are able to quickly learn wisdom and knowledge, we will then heal our wounds and rise up. If Africa can understand, yeah, that there is room for everybody, you don't need to be envious, you don't need to pull him down, you don't need to step on him, then Africa is going to get somewhere. You don't need to be envious, you don't need to be jealous, you don't need to be greedy, you don't need to be a hypocrite, you don't need to be in the cult, you don't need to be a witch, a wizard, you do not need to be in all those fear of life. When Africa can understand, we do not need to carry the nation's wealth to Switzerland, to Monaco, to Grand Cayman, and to offshore accounts, then we will heal our head very quickly. When Africa is able to rise and get old men pensioners and old women pensioners out of power and vote for young blood, fresh blood, young men, young women, then we will heal our head quickly. You have all the resources. When Sani Abacha died, in his accounts only were revenue that can heal Nigeria instantly. When Sani Abacha died, his daughter was arrested in one of the European airports, and the money they found on the girl in suitcases, cash, this is not money laundering, cash transportation, was close to $3 million. Cash in suitcases. When we heal our head quickly, then we are going somewhere. Ejai said your morning go mountain so. Any said your mutu will go mountain so. Then you are going somewhere. Put the scripture back later so. You know. So that is the fifth head, African nations. The sixth head of this particular. Let me read this. Don't go. Verse number three. Revelation 13, verse 3. The Bible said, and I saw that one of his heads were wounded to death. This is Africa. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after the beast. Definitely, Africa will be healed. Yeah. My children and your children will have a different mindset. Yeah. We shouldn't expect it in our time. You know, let me buy a Rolls Royce and bring it here this morning.
Somebody will just be angry because the pastor is driving a Rolls Royce. Just that. You see, God, no matter how much you Rolls Royce, I see a fool begin to walk him, walk him. What have you? What have been walking away? And that is what the Bible said: the head is wounded to death. Wounded to death. We be the car by we mom tongue can't in our days. I can't wait. But meanwhile, you will be the. You have a wounded head to death. Your head is wounded to death. Africa, no, no. The sit head are emerging, you know, markets. Emerging markets, nations like Chile, Taiwan, Philippines, Peru, Hungary, Colombia, Pakistan, Slovakia, Estonia, Rwanda, Bangladesh. And the seventh head of the beast are, you know, the Caribbean and coastline islands. St. Lucia, Bahamas, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah, Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, Panama, Uruguay, Honduras, Guatemala, St. Vincia. Yeah, or St. Vincent, Grenada, French Guyana, Suriname, Curacao. These nations are the seven heads of the beast. All these nations are going to come together and form a united body in the world and have a beast rule on them, a false prophet. One currency and one administration, one economy. It will not happen in one day. It has started. So Russia doesn't care about international law governing war. He doesn't care. Right now, the world have cut the SWIFT community away from him, frozen all Russian accounts, ban all Russian flights from any country. They don't care. Blood must flow. They want to extinct a nation. One person will put power mind be free. Same. They want to just wipe away an entire country. The world is watching. The world is just watching. And one of the scriptures that brings to mind in all this is 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience sneered with a hot iron. In GNT, this same scripture said it in a different way. The Bible said, you know, you've turned the scripture focus, please. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number, did I say second? All right, sorry then. 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 2. The Bible said, such teachings are spread by deceitful lies whose conscience are dead. The things that are going on in the world right now is coming from the womb of dead conscience. As I'm speaking to you, there are over 1,200 Ghanaian students studying medicine and other subjects in Ukraine. And I'm begging my president, good morning, Your Excellency. What is happening, my president, is not a situation of writing letters. Your Excellency, with all due respect, this war is going to be a long war. It will not finish in 6 months. These boys cannot go to school for the next 2 years. Therefore, we need to start arranging for a flight to bring them back home. This nakuroma for kuredwane na wo. Wo wonu awodi ni kuro no kura wadwane na wo. Your Excellency, with all due respect, mito so am sorry. Mi empewie mu senko fa ya dofo imra. This is going to be a long war like the Syrian war. Yeah. Syrian war is now getting to 11 years now. And so this is not stopping right now.
As I'm speaking, people are sleeping in bunkers. The car bunkers are shelters, you see, and abroad, you see, there is air underground. So that it be a bomb blast, and in Nayakosha FM. People are sleeping in subways. The people are sleeping in tube stations underground. Would that them bomb be bothered? That is what we are having. It is a hey. I want to tell you the same dead conscience. No, as some of the dead conscience are ekoswa. Will be via bensika on you know, because the conscience is dead. Would the name of Fabulu Chiba, you don't pay duties. There are luxury vehicles riding on our streets, and they have not paid any duty to this nation. And they don't want it. They are crying and they are asking. We don't like it. All you need to do as leadership is to withdraw it. That's all. This e-levy is out of a dead conscience. Yeah, it's coming from a dead conscience. Yeah. Poor people are crying, they can't pay. Withdraw it. Find another way to deal with it. Find another way. Dead conscience. Yeah, it's a dead conscience. Curb the waste. Curb the waste. When you curb the waste at Tema Port, the waste at a flower border, the waste at a Lubu border, the waste, then we can have resources. Sometimes I cry. When ministers of state, deputy ministers of state, DCs, when they go on radio station, TV stations, they go to meetings, and they are in the meeting, their engine and the V8 Land Cruiser is on, running, air conditions are on, and drivers are sitting, because the petrol is free. Dead conscience. Your conscience is dead. Your conscience is dead. Who conscience in your dead and kawun to mean yawa yira yaka yaka dear or so but won't your conscience is dead. If you are a husband and your wife cries and it doesn't touches you, you have a dead conscience. Will you so encounter? You have a dead conscience. Your husband is bleeding. Now I should draw tight. Rodrazo no! Mane in shesoba akumi yenubi. Enfantene hotu so. A question is about 3 weeks in the year. Ne won't chile no. Rodros! W-I-F-E, Rodros. Mpe I m-a shawodros. Mpe eaten a shower drop. WIFE road drop. And children are going through things. Don't tell me your children don't have problems. If you listen deep enough, you will feel, you will hear the problems of the children. Listen to them. They are bleeding, but you are too busy in Accra. With a dead conscience, so you can't hear. It's not enough. It's time to love your family. It's time to love your children. It's time to bond with your children. Very soon, when you become old and you are not going anywhere, they will take you here and take you there and take you there. If you don't have a bonded relationship and you are still having this, your dead conscience, I'm telling you, it's going to be very difficult for you. As I bring my message to a close, let me tell you. So what do I do then? What you do then is Romans chapter 2, verse number 7. Romans 2, verse 7. The Bible is very clear, and listen to what exactly he said. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, or shall inherit eternal life. Take it to a different version. Let us read that. In this particular version, he said, some people keep on doing good and seek glory, honor, and immortal life. To them, God will give eternal life.
You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. And therefore, you should be able to understand. I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 20. The Bible makes a very solid submission. And I'm closing up with that. Yeah. He said, now we are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors. You are not here just coming to church, close church, go home for fufubiti. No. We are here representing a kingdom. We are here. You are not going to go to work. You are receptionist, security, cleaner. No. It's time for the kingdom people to start rising, taking places of influence and authority. Are you hearing me? So I am going to lead you as your prophet. Get into politics. Be an MP. Be a minister. Be an assemblyman. Because when the righteous rules, there is peace. When wicked people come to office, everybody starts running away. When wicked people are in office, national security, na police force. That is where wicked people are in office. Therefore, the people of the kingdom will have to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world as we are waiting for the coming of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Light, the Ancient of Days, Omnipotent Father of Mercy and Grace, the Rising Morning Star, yeah, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valleys, the Dazzles of the Fields, the Bright Morning Star, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the Messiah of the Universe, the reason why we go to church, the reason why the preacher preaches, the reason why the person sitting in the church will applaud God and give him glory. Yeah, for whom? For the joy set before him endured the cross. I'm talking about Jesus. He is coming again. Coming again. You are ambassadors of this Jesus. Ambassadors. An ambassador, you know, doesn't know what is even coming. How come an ambassador is not knowledgeable? How come an ambassador, all that he thinks is, you know, no kofi on my ear? No. How can an ambassador think like that? A come see Ghana, 83. The British High Commissioner never went hungry. They live in a different economy. Food was coming through British Caledonia Airways every day for him. Ghana, you are in a different economy. Kura yebu, omanya yebu, no iniasa asiso. That was so. He will supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I told you the mind of God. You are in the end time. And when you free so war. I pray on what he said, Bibru. Suru nyame. Fa on to me so. Ninyan se nyebi. I pray on you woman ye pray upon him. Clap your hands. Stand to your feet. What to pray for the nation. Where does Ghana stand in all this? Where does Ghana stand in all this? Petrol prices are going to go high from next week. The reason is because these same Russian people, they supply 40% of the world's fuel. And so if everybody says they are not doing business with Russia anymore, it tells you that fuel prices are going to go high. And when it goes high, aircraft, Russia and Kobo will be on 1 month, you have to petrol so 4 to 5 times. Na afedia yakwa kofa baby ube huno se bibi kosra eti baboswa. And lift up your eyes to the hills of your help. This is the time to have faith. This is the time that the just shall live by his faith. You are now going to learn how to trust God. You are now going to live in the space of the miraculous and the supernatural. You are not going to depend on MPP and DC. These two groups of people, they are the same. Let me tell you, MPP and NDC, they are the same. There is no difference. Some group way, I told you the mind of God. Alternative
kankrofui. We are making we are July. Yeah, we July and we July. Why would you allow your lies? If she Ukraine for ya, you let me hope. We be genetic is news. We be genetic is news. I'm saying, and in a muzu. You see, at Russia, muzu. People are near and say, it's time to fight. Be ready to fight and die. Be ready to die. When Nisa Kumano has his own chest, we who forget it. The righteous shall be bold as a lion. Are you talking about? The two ago as a magic go on now, you know, when I was here, could you be Tissia Bontane to be? One more, I see a two or two as a sea. Who bet you once where you on Papua? You are not ehunfo Ghana ehunfo munya ehunfo ku si wa Ghana hanamoi Rollins school of namoi you bold in Kofi Amodro say reporter Gonda Barras on them yurem one abu penifo na pampe mapa o she draw so onika nka hunu on them yurem nam togo kwans ehunfo ehunfo. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted up to Jesus. This morning, before we pray for Ghana, let's pray for Ukraine. With himself, Russia will be your Kazetia warning. And I drink 2,700 people. Who could young who could cofidrolic? Yeah, more one here. What to miss a hunger? I go for me, or hunger, so I bring him a quarter that. Send me to Russia, work as I bring me call yach. And I drink 2,700 people. So I'm a cassette ya one. Udawania Becho. Your two hands are lifted. Let's pray for Ukraine. Let's pray for Ukraine. Can you pray just 1 minute prayer for Ukraine? Deliver your people, especially Ghanaian students, business people, immigrants who have gone to Ukraine. We pray in the name of Jesus, be gracious to them. Somebody cry out, lift up your voice in the name of the Lord Jesus. Kisu rando giyatu nakadekafa randa mandekadekaske. Deliver your people from the sword and from the bullet, from the missiles. Save your people from oppression. And this particular senseless invasion. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Now put your right hand on your heart and let us pray for our country. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana. Our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. To uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. Can you stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana, on the altar of God, and pray for this nation? Give us understanding. It took understanding for you to deliver Israel out of Egypt. Deliver us. Deliver us. Deliver us. Deliver us. Deliver us.
deliver. Deliver us. Hallelujah. And this last prayer is concerning your salvation. I want you to put your two hands on your heart and tell the Lord. This prayer is the most important prayer you have ever prayed. Two hands on your heart and talk to the Lord and ask Him to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. Tell the Lord to write your name in the book of life. Tell Jesus to come and be your Lord and your personal Savior. Let the Lord make your heart His temple, your body His temple. Redemption is your portion. My God. Redemption is your portion. That is our theme for today. Redemption is your portion. Captain of Israel's host and God, Alpha, who seek the land of, come on, be me thy shadow above the. Strength, thy great is our rule, thy word is the glory. Sing it for the last time. Our strength, thy great. Commend you to God, to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance in Christ Jesus. I pray for the help of God for you in this end time. I ask the strength, the wisdom, the grace and knowledge of God, that His strength will be made perfect in all your weaknesses, that Christ and His word will dwell richly in your heart, that you will seek the Lord and not the world, that you will have influence to represent the kingdom of Jesus Christ, to have dominion, to subdue the earth, to replenish it, and to be fruitful. I declare from today that you will never struggle. I declare upon Ghana, you will never struggle. You come out of every kind of affliction and hindrance in the name of Jesus and begin to do greater things in Jesus' name. I declare this week that you will not be subject to any circumstances of the enemy, and the Lord will keep you in victory. I pray for Ukraine, Heavenly Father. Deliver them from oppression. Lastly, I pray in the name of Jesus for my president, Nanadu Dankwa Akufo-Addo, our mother, Lady Rebecca, the first family and the team in government. Father, give them the strength and the wisdom to be able to lead this nation in prudence and in wisdom. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will give them the strength that no weapon formed against them will ever prosper. Also, I am praying in the name of Jesus that you will open the heaven and smile on us as a nation. Heal our economy. Save our city. I pray in the name of Jesus that our national reserves will increase and our deficit will decrease. Show us the way to go. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.